Week 3, video 5, 19 questions to amazing sex with your spouse. Now, some of you in Rescue My Marriage Today might have seen this before. You may have actually downloaded this. If not, and this is your first time seeing 19 questions to amazing sex with your spouse, I want to first share with you why this is so important. We've talked on other videos about how many people have never really learned how to talk about sex with their spouse, how maybe they weren't raised talking about sex in their families, or it just feels awkward and uncomfortable. What happens though is, as you're married, that awkwardness, that uncomfortability, it can linger and it can actually take up place in your bedroom so that things become very routine. And so Tony and I have put together this document of 19 questions to help you broach some of those tough topics, right? Because as people often say, well, if Tony and Lisa can talk about it, we can talk about it too, or we can at least, you know, touch it or bring it up in a small way. Now, a couple of rules about 19 questions to amazing sex with your spouse. One, don't set the intention that you're going to sit down in one fell swoop, you know, a 3-hour marathon session and go through and discuss each one of these questions. Please don't do that. It will absolutely, you know, throw both of you for a loop and will probably ruin the sexual intimacy in your marriage for a short period of time. It's overwhelming. There's a lot of different topics that we bring up here and a lot of different things to think about. So take one, maybe two questions at a time. You know, the second thing is give yourself a time limit. Again, no marathon conversations here. If you both agree to continue the conversation around a particular topic, then by all means, go for it. But don't make it hard on your spouse, please. You know, please, please, please. The other part of this is if your spouse gives you a no, as you're going through, and you'll see as you're going through this, and I'm not gonna go through each one of these questions like I typically do on the videos, because this is one that you're gonna do at different times and things like that. But if you go through and your spouse gives you a no, ask the question, is that a no, not ever? Or is that a no, not right now? Maybe I need more time to think about it, or I need more information on what that would look like in our marriage. Here's the thing, if it's a no, not ever, then please take it off the table. Don't badger your spouse. Don't harass them. Don't try and cajole them. Some people simply aren't comfortable with some of the actions that we've described on here, and that's okay. You don't have to be. These are just conversation starters. If it's a no, not right now, I need more information, or I need to think about that, or I just need some time to process it. Again, don't badger or cajole or harass your spouse. Give them time. You know, we've had this experience in our own marriage where certain positions, the first time one or the other would suggest them, we'd be like, oh my gosh, absolutely not. And instead of being shut down or feeling shut down, it would be, okay, well, let's talk about this. You know, is it a not right now, or is it a not ever? And some have been not evers, and that's okay. You know, as the two of you build your sexual intimacy, what you're going to find is those no not evers, they're okay to have. Everybody's got their boundaries, and you want to respect and honor your spouse's boundaries. And if it's a no, not right now, okay. Then we can revisit that in the future. And the future does not mean 2 minutes from now. The future means at a time in the out future, you know, like push it out days or weeks or months, or even, you know, for some of you, years. It's not going to be an instantaneous thing. And as the two of you start to find areas on here where you're like, yeah, that's a yes, or I'd like to explore that. Again, having the conversation about your sexual intimacy outside of the bedroom is so, so important. Because here's the thing, your bedroom, it's loaded with all kinds of emotions, expectations, hurts, disappointments, all kinds of stuff. So if you want to talk about your sexual intimacy and really build your sexual intimacy, talk about sex somewhere else. Talk about it on a walk. Talk about it sitting on the park bench. Talk about it, you know, maybe in your car, maybe going for a drive. Do it outside of the bedroom so that when the two of you are in the moment, when you're working on connecting sexually, you don't have the added weight of that conversation right before or right after. We want you to have an amazing, fulfilling sex life. And to do so, it comes through having these conversations where the two of you take off your masks and choose to get vulnerable with each other. So again, as you go through these questions, take them one at a time. Don't answer them all in one sitting. And really, really enjoy the process of getting to know your spouse, their needs, their desires, and what they might be willing to explore. You might be surprised at what you find out, and it might just lead to some new adventures in your bedroom. I'll see you in the next video.